No, I mean the show as a bitch. Shut up, bitch. Hey, bitch. Knock it off, bitch. Thank you.
Can I say that too?
Yeah.
What?
Hey, knock it off, Carly.
That was nice. I will then. If you say please.
Come on, throw in a buck.
I don't tip.
You don't tip?
No, I don't believe in it.
You don't believe in tipping?
You know what these chicks make? They make shit. Don't give me that. She don't make enough money, she can quit.
I don't even know if fucking Jew would have the balls to say that.
All system penis. You forgot
it's
it.
So hard to keep the smile from my face.
I didn't forget it. I just didn't do it.
You did.
Little Steelers wheels today.
Stuck in the ovens with you.
It's the Aristocrats.
Hey!
Aristocratsradio.com.
Hey, special weekend show.
Special show.
We got a big show lined up for you guys.
Oh, yeah. MySpace.com/aristocratsDEP if you want to be our friend. It's the Aristocrats, Derek and Pat. I'm Derek, there's Pat.
What's up?
And we got Carly sitting in with us today.
Carly, don't burp on me.
Wow, Carly, that was nasty.
He totally drowned me out.
He really did.
Go ahead again, what'd you say?
Hi.
Oh.
That's not right.
A little intro for the late, great Chris Penn, who's fucking dead.
Yep.
A little Reservoir Dogs for you there. Dead at the age of 40 or 43.
AIDS.
No, it was not AIDS.
Didn't he have AIDS?
No, he did not have AIDS.
Didn't he have AIDS?
Carly?
Not
Can you
I
confirm
don't.
This?
He's dead.
Yeah, he's rotting.
Oh.
Didn't he have AIDS, though? I think
no,
he
didn't have AIDS.
He got it from, like, his gay cousin or something.
Of course, known as his most thrilling role was in...
Kill Bill.
Corky Romano.
Oh.
As Peter Romano. That was his best role, I think, ever.
No.
That was a good movie.
Stop.
You ever seen that?
No.
That Chris
you never
Kattan
saw it?
Movie?
No, I'm glad I didn't.
Oh, God.
You guys want some cookies?
Oh, man, I hate that guy.
Yeah, me too.
No, he's great. What, are you kidding me?
I want Chris Kattan dead.
No.
I second that notion.
Along with Jimmy Fallon.
No.
Amen, sister.
You have a problem with Saturday Night Live members?
I hate Saturday Night Live now.
Really? Now?
Now, yeah. It got
Who's
bad.
Even on it anymore?
Who the fuck cares?
Yeah, who cares anymore?
I mean, really, who's
no,
on
who
it?
Who really watches it anymore anyway?
Who's on it?
Well,
I think Horatio Sanz is still
yeah,
around.
Yeah, is that fat?
Let's look it up.
Chris Farley wannabe.
Yeah. Oh, I'm fat. I'm funny. I should go on.
You should.
I'm funny with most of those people.
You're pretty funny.
Oh,
I'll
they got
that.
They got that fat black kid from All That.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Keenan Thompson or something?
Yeah, some black name or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't funny and all that, and I'm sure he's not funny now.
No, he's not.
No.
He's really awkward when he tries to be funny.
Absolutely terrible.
And it just makes me feel really uncomfortable.
Let's see.
But what happened to Kel?
Oh, I think he's dead from AIDS or something.
Rachel Dreck.
Tina, I hate her.
Tina Fey.
She's all right. No.
Will Forte.
No idea.
Bill Hader.
Yeah, I hate him.
Daryl Hammond, of course.
He's still there?
That's what it says.
No, he can't be.
He's got a bio on SaturdayNightLive.com. Seth Meyers.
He needs to get himself out of there.
He's just not funny anymore either.
Finesse Mitchell.
He did all his little bits and he kind of killed them all.
Chris Parnell.
He needs to know when to tap
Chris
out.
Parnell, isn't that?
He was in
Anchorman.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, he's,
yeah okay. He's okay.
He's funny.
Amy Poehler? Poehler?
Oh, that's,
Amy Poehler,
that's
okay.
The blonde. She was in Wet Hot American
Summer. Yeah, the blonde one. She's
Upright
funny.
Citizens Brigade.
Upright Citizens Brigade.
She's funny.
I like her.
Maya Rudolph, my favorite.
No.
Oh, Derek hates her.
I just don't like her face.
Yeah.
Andy Samberg.
No idea. Probably Jew.
I'm looking right. Actually.
Samberg, what? That is a Jewish name.
Our favorite,
name.
Horatio Sanz, who will never get anywhere.
Nope.
Jason Sudeikis.
Jason Not Funnius.
Kenan Thompson, which is the guy we were just talking about. And Kristen Wiig.
So it's a bunch of no-name, not funny people.
Bad cast.
Yeah.
Daryl Hammond is probably the only funny one there.
And
I'm sure he probably does like one skit a thing.
He gets up, he's like, Bill Clinton's not in office anymore.
Yeah, now
what
am
I
going to
do?
Oh, boy.
And there's, what was that guy, Paul something?
I don't know.
Guy from Anchorman. He's funny.
Yeah. Chris Parnell?
Yeah.
Paul something. What is that guy, Paul?
Didn't he play, wasn't his name, I want to say his name was Garth or something.
It was, yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you talk into the microphone, sweetheart?
Okay.
Saturday Night Live is pretty bad now.
At first, Chris Parnell wasn't funny, but then everyone else left. So
yeah,
he was the one that was left, so all right, he's funny by default.
Funny by default because there's no one left.
Yeah.
I think that happens every season, though.
No.
Well, once Will Ferrell left, it was kind of all downhill,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Well, they say that about everybody. Mike Myers left, Dana Carvey left.
Yeah,
John
but Wolf,
Chris Farley.
Yeah, but they were in like they were all together. So like when one left, they were still kind of funny.
Yeah, but
Will Ferrell was like the only one there that was holding that team together.
Yeah,
was it Molly Shannon there still?
No, she left before that. I thought
she left. No, she left a while ago.
Yeah.
She did.
She was.
Shows you how much I know.
I think she left around the Superstar time, right?
That was her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Superstar.
Superstar.
So she was like the beginning of the Will Ferrell kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, she was there while he was there, and then she left, and then I think he left.
I shouldn't even be talking about this because I know nothing about Saturday Night Live.
I just know every time I turn it on, I get mad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It's awkward when you watch it because it's not funny.
And then when I watch Mad TV, I get even angrier.
They still have that on?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, they still play it on Comedy Central.
Oh, I hate
it. Comedy Central dropped SNL and put Mad TV on.
Which made me want to kill.
Yeah.
See, I like Mad TV in the beginning. That was funny.
I never liked it.
I
never
thought it was funny.
Ever liked
they had
it.
Funny. They had funny things.
I can do it.
Paul Herman was funny.
Is that the guy?
Is that main guy?
Office Space.
Oh.
Office Space.
No. Yeah. Something. Herman.
Herman Munster?
No. You know, remember the guy from Office Space?
The main guy?
Not the main guy. There was an Indian friend.
Yeah, the Indian friend.
And then there was the other guy.
Michael Bolton?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was in it?
Yeah, he was in it.
Oh.
He was funny.
I don't know.
He was a funny guy.
Hmm.
And Artie Lang, which wasn't funny.
No. I'm looking for an update on the vampire guy. I haven't.
Did he win?
I haven't heard anything.
I don't think so. I
Is
think
he
we
gaining
would have heard
popularity?
It by now.
What are you doing, Pat?
You trying to go somewhere?
No, I'm putting my gum out.
Oh, it's about freaking time.
Fuck you.
Nah, fuck you.
You know, I don't have to do this fucking show.
No, you really don't.
But then it's just giving me
no,
and Derek.
No, Pat. Fuck no, you. Come back. Come on.
No. Fuck
We're just
you.
Kidding around.
You ain't fucking hard.
Yeah, I am, actually. Feel me.
Wow.
Yeah. You like that?
You're working out?
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you grab Mike?
All right.
Stay. Stay with us.
So SNL isn't very funny.
No, it's not. Mystery Man places rose on Poe's gravesite.
Mystery Man?
For the 57th straight year, a mystery man paid tribute to Edgar Allan Poe by placing a rose and a bottle of cognac on the writer's grave to mark his birthday.
Where's his grave?
It's in Maryland.
Can we go there?
Yes.
Okay.
But now here's the thing. They locked the cemetery up, right? And for 57 years, a person has been going and leaving a rose and a bottle of cognac at the grave. Nobody knows how he gets in there.
There's probably like a little hole in the fence somewhere.
I'm sure the fence or wall isn't very big.
Yeah. But you know, if it's 57, it's probably getting harder for him to climb over.
Well,
zero.
Apparently it's a new guy. I think in the late 90s, the guy was supposed to have died. And he passed a torch down to somebody else.
He was supposed to die, but
he was supposed to have died. Supposedly. They don't know who he is, but apparently the guy's dead.
No, they don't know who he is.
He passed it on to like a son or something.
But we're sure he's dead.
Well, he's pretty old.
How do you know? You don't know who it is.
Well,
say
57 years, right? How old could he have been when he started doing it? 2? He's got to be dead by now.
He could have been 13.
Which would make him... Come on.
Did you make him what, Carly?
I don't know.
70.
70. I don't know. Maybe he drinks Ensure.
What is that stuff?
It's like a little shake for old people.
Is it?
It's like Pedialyte for old people.
Yeah. That's what it is.
There's like a little like refrigerator at work, and I see that stuff in there.
Yep.
I don't know who drinks it. There's also porn.
Real in the fridge?
And there's a Playboy magazine in like one of the drawers on one of the desks, which is really weird that somebody would bring a Playboy to work. Not even like a full like magazine, like one of those like special issues where it's just naked pictures.
Right.
Like who would bring that to work?
Remember you sent me a picture message of that. And I drew, I think, a penis on my desk.
Yeah.
You sent it back and you thought that it actually had been there. I don't know why I did that. Can we cut that part out?
You have penises on your mind?
No, it was just a pointless story. I'd rather save the hour for good quality humor.
Yes.
Well, then you're in the wrong place. Right,
so let's cut this. Let's make a TIE fighter.
I'll figure it out. Don't worry.
Okay. Bop! Bow! Wop! Did that do it?
Yeah. You made one.
I made one.
Good job.
Now we'll know where to cut.
Okay, so what were we talking about? Playboy. Go for it.
So SNL.
No, too far back.
No.
Yeah, so that's a little weird.
Yeah.
I concur.
I can penis.
We had that at A&P too, up in the manager's office. Every now and then there'd just be a Playboy laying around.
Like who's like jerking off at work?
Or maybe they just bring them for the articles.
Maybe.
That's what I'm saying. There's no articles. It's just one of those magazines with just pictures in it.
No, this one was one with the articles.
Well, it's definitely.
Maybe he was reading the articles.
Maybe there was a good interview with Hugh Jackman or something, but this one, it's just pictures.
Why Hugh Jackman? Do you have a weird crush on him?
I like him. I think he's a good actor. He's very handsome.
He's good Wolverine, I'll give you that.
He is the best. Can't wait for X3. Kelsey Grammer is beast.
Yeah. Do you think he does all his own stuff? How old is he now?
Kelsey Grammer?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me look it up.
He doesn't do all his stunts. Break a hip.
It's called Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, you're asking the wrong person.
K-E-L-S-E-Y space.
It's a sophisticated comedy.
Let's see. He was born in 55.
So, 51.
51.
That's not bad.
No, it's not. I thought it was older.
Yeah, me too. X3. Dr. Hank McCoy.
You know, Omega Red's going to be in it.
I heard. You told me.
Yeah, but they don't have him listed on the official site. I think it's going to be one of those things where he pops up at the end.
Yeah.
There's a small part or something.
Are they going to do the whole Phoenix thing? Oh, I guess
it looks like it.
Yeah, Jean Grey / Phoenix. Famke Jensen.
Femke?
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 I don't know. Who the hell, what else was she in?
She was
Ally
in
McBeal, X-Men.
She was in the
Rounders
movie with Eddie Murphy and Owen Wilson.
Wow. Sounds bad.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It's like I Spy or some shit like that.
Oh, there, yeah. I Spy. I saw it somewhere.
She was in her panties.
Yeah, I Spy. She was in her panties?
There was one part where she was in her panties.
Wow. Looks like a terrible movie.
Yeah, it was.
This is going everywhere.
Yet nowhere. A
lot of editing. A nursing assistant dripped urine on the face of an 83-year-old resident of a suburban care center, then threw a soiled diaper at his head after he asked for help.
Oh, God.
Jamaica Rush, 24, has been charged with abuse of long-term care center resident, a felony that carries a maximum 5-year prison term.
That's funny.
That is funny.
Throwing a shitty diaper at old man.
Could you help me?
What the hell?
Is that my duty?
Shut your mouth.
Man.
I don't have to take this shit. Here, you take it.
That's all I got.
Show's going nowhere. I know. We'll figure it out. Want to take a break?
We're only 16 minutes in.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Maybe we should take a break. I'm having a hard time with my headset over here.
What happened?
It keeps cutting out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it good now?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah. I switched it.
Maybe keep moving it.
Finagle? Mm. Lindsay Lohan got a tattoo.
Oh, man.
What?
She got a tattoo on her wrist. And guess what it says?
That is trashy.
Go ahead, guess. Anyone? I can't guess because I know what it is.
Oh. What do you think?
Come on, Carly. Don't be afraid to be wrong.
Shamrock?
No, it says something. Guess what it says.
Mean girl.
No. You should get one that says that, though.
Cum dumpster.
What?
Cum. Wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
Well, not for Carly, man.
It is something to remind her to do something.
Take your pills.
Good, Carly, but no. Pat?
Wipe.
No.
Eat food.
No.
Just tell us.
Give up?
Yes.
Breathe. That's not a joke.
I believe you.
Apparently she had an asthma attack on New Year's Eve, and it was so bad that she got a tattoo on her wrist that says breathe to remind her to breathe when she has another asthma attack.
She's an idiot.
She is pretty, pretty, pretty dumb.
She used to be hot. What happened?
Well, she's gaining weight now that she's not
doing anything.
Yeah.
Now that she's no one.
Now that nobody cares about her anymore. Oh!
Her and Nicole Richie used to be hot. Then they just got really skinny and gross.
Oh, God. Did you see this lady?
Oh.
The first ever face transplant has been done.
Wow.
The French lady.
I'd give that one back.
Who passed out of a drug overdose, and her Labrador tore apart her face while she was passed out.
That's not a good dog.
No. Now she has a new face. You want to look at it?
Yeah.
You know what, though? If it was from drugs, she deserves this one.
Oh, my God. That's a face transplant?
Yeah.
Almost looks like David Bowie. David Bowie just got up from sleeping all day on the couch.
And he has pillow marks all over his face.
It's exactly what it looks like. Oh, my God.
Hard as dog could bite.
You shut your mouth.
I can't. Her mouth is like just sitting like
permanently open.
Well, she has like temporary paralysis in her her jaw, I guess.
I farted.
So her dog ate her face off?
Well, her dog, her Labrador, apparently tore her face apart when she was...
He's probably pissed off at her.
Probably didn't fucking feed her.
Yeah. It's dinner time.
Bitch.
Yeah. Make my dinner, bitch.
Her face was left a patchwork of torn flesh and exposed bone.
Wow, he was hungry.
Wow.
I wish I would have seen that as the dog was eating her face.
I would like to adopt that dog.
Yeah? Mhm.
For what?
To have as a pet. Sounds pretty cool.
He's going to eat your face.
Not if I don't do drugs, I'll be fine.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, just don't do drugs.
Yeah.
Clean living for me.
See, kids, don't do drugs. Dogs will eat your face.
McGruff will come and eat your face.
Don't. Take a bite out of druggies' faces.
What happens? What happens?
Only you can eat passed out people's faces.
What was McGruff's nephew's name?
Snuffy.
Snuffy?
I don't know.
I think you're making that up.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I remember.
Do you? Yeah.
I don't remember.
We had to get
the
comic book thing to find out what happened.
Uh-huh. Or you got it in cereal or something?
I forgot how you get it.
There's McGruff is ridiculous. Stupid and Chris in cereal.
Ooh, you can go to McGruff.org. Scruff.
Scruff. See, I was right.
What'd you say?
I said like Scruffy or Scrubby.
Scrubby.
I thought you said Snuffy.
Snuffy, it was close.
Scruff and McGruff.
Scruff. We'll get him, Uncle McGruff.
How come they're always uncles?
I don't know. Cartoons. It's always uncles and nephews. No, yeah. No, somehow Scooby has
yeah,
a
Yeah, Scooby's
has a nephew.
Like, Scooby can't have sex and have a kid. I guess that's why.
None of them can. Who else has nephews?
Uncle Kermit?
Yeah, Kermit. And the little thing, little tadpole or whatever. Uh-huh.
Who else?
Uncle Scrooge. But Donald was the father, but he was never in DuckTales.
No, Uncle Donald. Yeah. It was Uncle Donald. He wasn't the
he
father.
He was Uncle Donald?
Yep.
I thought he was the father.
In the Disney cartoons, it was, it was Uncle Donald and Uncle. So those are basically like orphans.
DuckTales. Ooh. They singing, kissing young boys. Ooh. Ba-bum, ba-bum.
Trying to think of more?
Yeah.
What about the dear old dad? Well, I guess I was dead.
Dear old dad. What about the dear old uncle?
But Augie Doggie had
Augie Doggie. That was, that was father and son.
Who's that?
Augie, my boy.
That is
dear old dad. It's the little dogs.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I was almost named after him.
Augie?
Yeah, they were going to name me Augie.
No, that would have been cute.
No, because my father, when my mother was pregnant, he used to rub
punch
my mother's
in the stomach.
Punch my mother in the stomach and go, Augie, my boy. So they were going to name me Augie.
That's
luckily,
cute.
Good taste prevailed. And then Derek.
Augie.
Augie. I would have been Augie.
Wow, I don't think you would have been the same.
No?
No. With a name like Augie?
I would have been funnier.
No.
No?
You'd probably have been dead by now.
I don't think I would have been dead. Who would kill me?
You'd kill yourself.
No, stop it. It's a good name.
No, it's not. Derek isn't even a good name. Surprised you lasted this long with Derek.
My middle name kind of sucks, but...
That's my name.
Oh.
That's... You're an asshole.
Oh.
You know, fuck this.
No.
Fuck you. I'm
Pat.
Doing this shit.
Pat.
No. Get that mic out of my face, Carly.
Carly's ruining the bit.
I'm still on the couch with you. You know I'm not going anywhere.
Wow. Shoving the mic in my face. What, did you want to say something?
I can't hear you. You're talking to this.
What, did you want to say? Here's my mic. Oh, Carly. You are without a price.
What?
Is that good or bad?
Well, priceless. Oh, I get it.
Oh, okay.
All right, we hit the 20-minute mark. We can take a
break. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
All right, let's take a break.
We'll take a break right after these messages. Who's this?
I don't know.
Cellophane penis never happened for me. I'm kissing a young boy on his tight butthole, shitting on his face, watching his mother come. And I just made that up.
All right. So, we're back.
Oh, yeah, we're back, by the way. Oh, we're back?
Yeah.
You were recording what I was saying,
yes,
were you?
I was, actually. So,
that's what I fucking need now.
We were just talking about anal sex during the break.
Carly, did you have anal sex?
No. Never.
Yeah, it's kind of gross, huh?
No, I was just playing with the
mic.
Well,
you don't... No. You don't want to get poop on your pee-pee.
Yeah, but...
What if you got a big turd up there? Wouldn't that be gross?
I don't think so.
It's like
you don't think that would be gross?
All the pornos I've seen, all the anal, I've seen one where she lost her poop.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I never saw that.
I saw one.
Ew.
That was gross, but.
She lost her bowels?
Yeah, it was all green.
What?
Yeah, it was gross.
Did they do it on purpose?
No, I think she just. They were pounding her pretty hard. They were pounding
her.
They
just pulled out and it just kind of spilled everywhere.
Yeah, it spilled out and it was all over his genitalia.
Wow, that is pretty gross. Green poop on the cock.
Yeah, it was funny though.
Yeah, so it sounds hysterical.
That was my climax right there.
You're like, oh, it's green.
Ooh, no.
That was really funny. I like that.
Yeah, but I don't think any poopy would come out.
Yeah, it would.
I don't think so.
I think it would.
I don't think so.
I do. Anyway,
I'm sure you can weaken the sphincter.
Weaken the sphincter. Wouldn't that be bad?
Yeah, eventually.
Sounds
I'm
bad.
Sad.
Oh, eventually you will. You mean that has a repercussion of having a lot of anal sex.
Like gay men.
So they just like walk down the street and all of a sudden poop just flies out?
Sure.
Does that happen to you?
No, I'm not gay. I'm not dying from AIDS.
Oh. Wow. Wow. Bad.
Bad taste.
So anyway.
Well, I'm not.
Moving on.
I don't have AIDS.
I've been watching American Idol. Have you?
I think you rushed that.
What?
You just wanted to.
He just wanted to put
you
that
were so
sound
excited.
In.
I did. I've been working hard on it.
You're a little trigger happy.
I am.
Yeah. I've been watching a little bit of it.
A little bit of what?
American Idol.
I've been watching American Idol as well.
See, I just watched the auditions, though.
Yeah, I don't really watch the Idol part where they're doing the competition.
But the American one? I've been watching Czechoslovakian Idol. That's not very good.
No.
The American Idol is much better.
Go through the tune. Oh. You didn't think I could hear you.
He caught me.
He caught you. Yeah. So, yeah, but auditions are hysterical.
Auditions.
The auditions for American Idol. And,
like the turkey boy.
I gotta turn that off. The turkey guy was the funniest. There's a couple I think that were kind of funny.
Yep.
I didn't get all of them, but I got this one. This goes as like the saddest and most pathetic, which is a girl singing I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones. Did you hear this one?
No, I didn't hear it.
Wow.
It's pretty bad.
24 hours ago, I want to be sedated. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. I want to be sedated. Just.
I feel very sedated right now.
I feel very sedated right now. Don't you, Paula?
I think your voice is lovely, but, you know, she's not right for this competition.
Yeah, that's what she always says. You're just not what
you know,
right
I think
for the competition.
I think you're a lot of fun.
You know what? You gotta really
really nice face, and I just don't think you're right for the competition.
Did you get the one by any chance of the guy singing "I Shout the Sheriff"?
No, I missed that episode. He just kept. I heard it though, on the radio.
He just kept going.
And he's just like, "I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy." It's just like silence, and you just go, "I shot the sheriff." He did it like 8 times. It was really funny.
I likened it to when Peter Griffin fell outside of his house, and he kept going, "Ah, yeah.
Ah,
ah,
yeah,
ah."
Yeah, I know, Carly.
Ah.
All right.
You know, I think your fall was really good, but I think your pain cry just isn't right for this competition. But I think you're a lot of fun.
I like that part.
That's
it's like he's sucking
part.
Up all the pain.
They did it again in another episode.
Yeah, I think it was one of the new ones.
Yeah. That sounds kind of funny. So anyway, back to American Idol.
You done?
No.
No, he's not done.
He will never be done.
Absolutely not.
So we get do we have Turkey Boy?
Yeah, you want to hear Turkey Boy?
I will sing
well,
the
what
turkeys.
Else do you have?
What?
What? Do you have anything else?
No.
Oh, okay, then.
Oh, you want to hear that one? The only one I have left? The one of two?
I spent all day looking for these files.
Yeah, and I got them 5 minutes before everyone came over. So
everyone. Everyone came over, including Pat.
All right, here's Turkey Boy.
Elton John.
Okay.
He farted.
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
I won't be singing in front of a turkey.
I won't be singing in front of a turkey.
Holy shit.
I ain't in front of a turkey. I just love my turkeys.
You know what I don't get?
What?
All right. These people come to this competition, right? Why do they get the background story? Anyone in the background story you know is going to get it.
Well, we just saw one today.
Oh, he we're did
watching,
not get it.
We were watching the one from San Francisco.
The gay one?
I had a T-vote. Yeah, big fat kid.
I think I saw that one.
He was like one of the first ones, and they did the whole background thing. They show him with his vocal coach and everything.
Yeah.
And it was awful, and they didn't let him in.
They wasted our time.
But I know
did.
What you're saying, and I was saying that the other day, too. Like when they start doing like the background, they show them at home.
Yeah.
They show this kid like running around with the turkeys
yeah.
and shit.
Yeah, running around with the turkeys, fucking them. Shit, that should have been on mic.
No, because it's really loud and annoying.
And the turkeys.
And the turkeys. And God.
Do you have any more of that clip? Do you have any more of that clip?
Yes.
Well, so dumb.
You can just sing
it's
it.
Okay.
You don't have to
don't
tell
you
us.
Don't even have to tell us. You can just sing it.
And can you feel the love tonight? Is it where we are? It's enough for this red-eyed wanderer. That we got this far.
Okay. All right. So, what do you think,
Simon?
That was him.
if that song were ketchup, and I had fries that were extremely salty, I would rather have a Coke to wash down the salt than use ketchup on my fries. That song. I'll say yes.
I don't like ketchup. Wow.
What was
if
what?
I had cancer and that song was the only cure,
I'd rather die.
I would take my chances. If I had a lump in my breast and that song was a mammogram.
If that song were the dentist and I had a painful toothache.
What?
I would rather continue eating candy and ice cream and mouthwashing with soda than come to your practice.
Like he's going to show up at the practice.
The little cowboy has a white coat on because he's a dentist.
Wow.
I'm taking it further.
If that song were a dishwasher and I had a pile of dishes, I would wash them all by hand.
No, no, no. If that song were a plunger and I just took a massive shit from drinking Budweiser all night and it wouldn't go down, it's getting all over the floor and on my toes, I would rather have shitty toes than plunge the shit out.
What?
Where are you next?
It's
just not easy.
If that song were sunblock,
Carly just sitting here unamused.
I know, she just doesn't care.
I'm trying to think of one.
Go ahead, just pick a random object.
No, you go with yours. I'll get back to you when I'm ready.
Well, if it were sunblock, I'd rather just burn in the sun.
Okay, it's not funny without the accent.
The accent that's not even British.
No,
my name's Simon Cowell.
If that song were a carbon monoxide detector and I had my car running in my home, I would probably die because I wouldn't put batteries in that awful song to alarm me that there's carbon monoxide in my house. It just gets really bad.
If I had a vibrating dildo and that song were two AA batteries, I'd rather just sit there and rub it all day than to use that filthy song in my dildo.
Because they'd probably be dead.
Just like you are.
What?
You just punched him.
That killed him.
Yeah.
One punch took him out.
If that song were Holiday Turkey and I was a black family in New Orleans.
Okay. What were we talking about before the show?
Oh, my feet are sweaty. These are thick socks, too. You mind if I take them off?
Feel free. Mi casa y su casa, as I like to say.
I don't smell.
They don't?
No.
I shit all night. Just got out of the friggin' shower.
Oh, they don't smell. Oh, that feels nice.
Hey, you want to hear the rest of this?
Yeah.
Simon? Well, you know, there is a good voice in there somewhere. Randy, what do you think?
You would really benefit from some really good lessons.
Yes, you would.
I'm telling you. Because you have a nice tone.
I need to sing for people.
You have enough money to pay for vocal lessons?
Oh, probably not.
Would someone help you?
I don't know. I don't have much.
Because without that, I think you'd have a problem.
Do you sing in the choir, church at all, or anything?
This is the first time I've ever been out in public, really.
Jesus. Wow.
Good for you.
You did a good job, dude. You did a good job.
Good for
you. Paula, yes or no?
Not ready for the competition, but I'm really proud of you for this audition, so I'm going to have to say no.
Okay, thank you.
I am going to say yes.
Ooh. Now he's jumping around.
Now he's jumping around, yeah.
Have you ever been on a plane before?
No. I've always wanted to be on a plane. It's kind of a silly dream, but I always wanted to be on a plane.
I gotta hear that again.
It's kind of a silly dream, but I always wanted to be on a plane.
Have you ever had an Oreo cookie before?
It was kind of a silly dream, but I have an Oreo cookie.
I always wanted to lick the sandwich.
I always wanted to twist it and break it apart.
Every time I tried, I always raised by my hand.
Have you ever turned the thermostat down to 65?
Yeah, it's always been a dream of mine to be really cold.
Sorry. I was just really obtuse.
Yeah, well, I'll give you that. Yes. A swing and a miss.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Oh. Have you ever had a collection of Star Wars Pez dispensers?
It's always been a dream when I have a little fat.
Well, here you go, dog. It's the fat man.
I want to laugh like that during the rest of the show.
Oh, God. Please don't, because I can see it right here. It's loud. All right, we got a little more left.
Okay, moment of truth. You ready? Dude, because I like you, yes!
Thank you.
Oh, welcome to Hollywood. Welcome to Hollywood.
But seriously, get some lessons.
Okay, thank you. I will.
In a town of four people?
Okay, yeah. I will. Where do I go?
Out that way.
Get the fuck out. We're about to gangbang Paula.
She said no. I bet she felt like an ass.
Yeah.
They do that now, though. They point it off on other people now. If somebody's really bad, they just kind of like, you know, Paula, what do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, she was probably expecting everyone else to say no because he's a crazy cowboy.
Mm. Good stuff.
You should have brought one of the turkeys in. But dead.
I brought you dead turkey.
Here you go, Paula. You can put the oil on it. It's a moisturizer, too.
Turkey moisturizer. Can you feel the light in your eye? It's like an idiot savant.
No.
He can't even talk. He can't even say Elton John. And then all of a sudden he starts singing.
I don't even know. Can you feel the love tonight? It's like Bob Dylan. You can't understand a word he says.
Well, you couldn't understand what he's saying either.
Tom Petty? He's like that too.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Everybody, it's Tom Petty.
I'm learning to fly.
But I don't got wings. And he waited till he finished that school. He went to Hollywood because he sang an Elton John song. And he really liked turkey. He told the turkey, and the turkey was happy too. And then he slaughtered him and put him on a sandwich.
It's my Tom Petty impression.
It was very good.
Thank you.
Wow.
I only ever did my Tom Petty impression from a turkey.
Well, Derek, do you like turkeys?
They're okay. What are you getting at here?
Well, Derek, dude, have you ever been in a car?
Well, it's always been a dream of mine to be in a car.
Well, I tell you what, dude, because I like you so much, I'm going to take you in a car and we're going to get a Tom Petty album.
Randy Jackson's just gonna drive him around. All right, dog. Let's get some Tom Petty albums. Oh boy.
I just pooped my pants. I'm gonna poop right in my cowboy hat. Then Randy's underneath him, shitting on his face. Wow. Oh yeah, that's right, though. Oh god. Uh huh. Yeah. Okay. That's really good.
That's right, dog.
I tell you what, dude.
Because I like you, you can shit in my face.
You can shit in my face, motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
And then he leaves the auditioning room. And he goes out and he jumps and he falls. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was on purpose.
No, I think he just lost his footing.
His footing?
His footing.
His footing.
His farting.
His farting.
Footing.
I'm trying to set up a little bit here. It's not working.
Not working, is it? Fucking up the bit.
I am. Sorry, we can. We'll do this one. All right, dog. You ready to get in the car?
Oh, I can't wait, Mr. Jackson.
I got a surprise for you, dog. That's right, dog. We're going to Hollywood together, dog.
Are you going to start the car, mister?
No, no. We'll just stay here in the back.
When do we leave?
Hang on. Let me just close these curtains.
What are you doing that for?
Why don't you take your cowboy hat off, dog? Get comfortable, dog. Okay. Look at me. I'm not wearing any pants.
Oh, boy.
But you've never seen a black penis before.
It's always been a dream to see a black penis.
Tell you what, dog. Because I like you, you can suck it.
Oh, boy. Thanks, Mr.
Yeah, that's right, dog. Take it. Take it, dog. Oh, not too far.
I can't help it. I'm so excited. I just get all excited. I gag anyway.
Yeah, that's right, dog. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Ow.
Oh, man.
It hurts. Are we done doing the skit?
Yeah, we're done. All
right. Is that a funny gag?
That was a funny gag, I must say.
Like you're killing. What the hell's his name? Did I say Jackson?
It's Randy Jackson.
Randy. Oh, okay, it is Jackson.
Is it really Randy Jackson?
Isn't it?
Who is that guy?
I
thought it was something else. He was a producer or something.
Yeah, he played bass for like Journey or something.
Really?
Something like that.
Learning to fly. Da, 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 da. I'm kissing young boys. Da, 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 da. Touching his butt, da, 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 da. And locking him in my trunk, da, 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 da. Learning to fuck.
Oh, they don't have that song.
What are you doing?
I was looking for the Elton John song you sang.
Why don't you just look up the track?
What's it called?
I would imagine it's King.
No.
Oh, you were looking up Lion King, I see.
I was trying to.
Can you feel my cock tonight?
Carly, what's the name of that track?
I'm making a ruckus.
Circle of Life, is that it?
No, the one below it. What's that one say?
Love Song?
No, what's the name of the track? Could you read that for me?
This? Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, wow. Nice, Carly. Give me 5. Because Derek totally doubted you.
It's not Elton John, though. It's James Galloway. See?
That doesn't sound right.
No. Oh, well. We'll skip that. Edit that out.
We'll skip this bad part of the show.
Oh, but I was right.
You were. No, I don't think that's what it's called, Carly.
I wonder if it sounds like this when Randy Jackson comes.
No, that's what it sounds like when he comes to the buffet.
Can you just...
What?
Can you look up his name? I really don't think it's Jackson.
Randy Jackson, right?
Is it really? It doesn't sound right to me. Who
is it? Sounds right.
You're probably right, but... Who's Randy Johnson? Is he a baseball player?
Yeah.
That's probably what I was thinking of.
Hey, what else you want from me? Look, Randy Jackson.
Okay.
Big
good.
Black guy with glasses.
Big black guy with glasses. He fucked that little cowboy in the back of his van.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Heard that in the news.
Yeah. He choked him with his cock.
Mm-hmm. I think we have audio of that. Or do we just play that?
Yeah, we just played it. Why, you want to play it again?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I'm
thinking about it.
Yeah.
Want to take a break?
Yeah, we'll take a break. Come
back. We'll come back. We'll do some wacky stuff.
Come back, wrap up the show. It's the Aristocrats.
Woo!
Hey,
right side of that song.
Thank God.
Hey!
I didn't believe you.
What? Is my mic on yet?
Yeah.
How come I can't hear anything?
Yes, you can. I think you're a liar. So we were just...
Beepy Barley.
Looking at Serena Williams' ass crack for some reason.
She's an attractive black woman.
Yeah? You like her ass crack?
Yeah, it's all right.
Do you like her as much as Queen Latifah?
Probably more. She's not as fat.
But Queen Latifah's lost some weight.
And she's got big boobs.
Like the size of basketballs.
They're really big.
They're kind of ridiculous.
Venus
big,
Williams
though.
Is big, too.
Yeah?
No.
She got big ones.
Well, she's
well
got...
when she wears her tennis outfit, I think they really like...
They're pretty big, though.
Yeah,
they squish them down.
They squish them in the outfit.
Queen Latifah's, you know, got big ones, but...
In Chicago? I don't know how she stayed in that one.
Yeah.
Remember that one song she sang?
They're really big.
My mom was good to you.
And she wore a bra, too. She had a shirt open. Her boobies were jiggling around.
You like that, mm-hmm. huh?
I like that.
You like boobies?
I'm a boob guy.
You like big boobies?
I'm a boob and leg butt person.
Boob and leg and butt? What about vaginas? You like a nice vagina?
What are those?
Never mind. So I can't wait for Jones Soda to put out another holiday pack so we can have a good show.
What kind of holiday pack?
I don't know, something like, you know, butterscotch and broccoli soda.
Butterscotch and broccoli?
Yeah, together. But finally.
But for what holiday?
I don't know. Boxing Day?
They should put a wall paint and stapler flavor soda.
Wallpaper and stapler?
Yeah.
I'd drink that.
I would too. That'd be an odd taste, wouldn't it?
So what'd you think of the idea with the buffalo wings?
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe we should try to set that up for next week.
All right.
Let's see who wants in.
I want in.
Well, because they sell them in 6 pieces.
Oh, that's we need a couple more people.
More than enough.
Well, 2 each of each degree of hotness.
I think 1 is even enough.
Really?
Yeah, one per person is enough.
Well, there's only like 4. They have here on Cluck U, mild, atomic. Nuclear, thermonuclear, and then...
I like your face.
911.
Yeah, 911.
911?
No, 911.
Oh.
My God. They have it flavored like burning flesh.
Too soon. Too soon.
But she was egging me on.
I did.
911, huh, Pat? Make some 911 jokes. Go ahead. It smells like smoldering buildings. Oh, come on.
Smells oh, like, Derek, too
smells
soon.
Like jet fuel.
I was just going off the numbers. I mean, if you read it instead 911, it does say 911.
Or it says 911. They have 911 sauce?
It tastes like the blood of 1,000 innocent people.
Can I have 911 sauce?
Should do that. So we should do that and see how far we can go. Because at 911, I think you have to sign a waiver, right?
I believe so.
I believe
I'm surprised
you have to
they didn't
sign
change
a
it. I get bullshit for that.
Why? It's still.
They make you sign
it
a waiver.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Well, it's
that.
Not like, you know.
Yeah, but look at that lady who sued McDonald's for I spill hot coffee on me. You know, it's something ridiculous like that.
Oh, why they didn't get sued for their wings being so hot?
No, why someone didn't say, you know,
9/11
they
wings?
Stopped making the Porsche 911 because, you know, oh, forget it.
No, did they really? No, keep going. I'm listening to you, asshole.
Yeah, they did.
But I'll tell you what, Manhattan Bagel, they didn't take the Twin Towers out of their logo.
They didn't?
No, they didn't.
Still standing strong.
Nope. They just in stuck, honor.
They just stuck a plane in there.
Wow. Wow.
What is that?
Wow, it's a Webmaster Mattism.
That's what I thought.
Wow. Can't see it at home. Wow.
Gay.
He hasn't done that in a while.
When does he do that?
When doesn't he?
Matt, if you're out there.
Does it?
Pulp Fiction.
Yes. Woo! Too bad we couldn't call him. He's at work.
Yeah.
No one to call.
We can call Pat. We can call. Ask for him.
Matt?
Yeah.
Why? Just call his cell phone. He'll answer.
Think so?
Maybe.
All right, let's try.
It's worth a shot. I mean, what else we got? Besides, you know, the whole bunch of stuff we were going to do anyway during the show.
Yeah, we can just skip all that.
I mean, we had a lot of stuff planned for the show. And to do this is just... All right, we'll do it.
Yeah. We'll do it.
I love doing
when
that.
When does he do that?
I don't know.
You just get excited about things?
He does it sometimes.
Oh, that is loud.
That is very
turn
loud.
Down a little bit.
Wait, is he sleeping or is he at work?
No, he should be at work.
Yes, Derek.
Hi, Matt. How you doing?
What's going on?
Nothing much. We're calling you live from the radio show.
Oh yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah. What's up?
Can you do the?
What?
Can you do that thing where you laugh when you go? Woo-woo!
What, the doink laugh?
Yeah.
I can't do it right now.
Why not?
I'm in the aisle.
So?
I can't do it loud. I have to do it loud in order for it to sound right.
Go into the back room.
Do it.
Go to receiving.
Go to receiving?
I'll yeah, because you're good at that.
Sound better.
Okay. Go to the bathroom?
Hold on.
All
right. Hold on.
You're going to need to cut this out of the show, though, because it's going to take me a few minutes.
No, that's all right.
Talk about your day. How's your day going?
Hold on.
Yeah, how's your Italian going?
What?
Your day go? I don't know.
How's your Italian doing? Oh, wow. It sounds like you're going through a crowd of people.
Wow, jeez. You plowing them down, Matt?
It's packed there on a Sunday.
I think he's got his phone down.
Yeah, well, he probably doesn't want to get in trouble.
That's his assholes. He's at work. Let's call him.
Hey, Matt, do it.
Do the thing. he's doing it, though.
He's going through all this trouble to do it once.
He's a good sport.
It was a good sport. Wow. All right.
What the hell are you doing?
I don't know.
You know what? Sometimes you get sidetracked when you're in a grocery store.
Excuse me, where are the peas?
Sorry, I have to go to the bathroom and laugh.
When I visited him the other night, I guess one of the customers was looking for mouse traps.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that game.
No, not the game, the real thing.
Oh.
To kill the mice.
Oh, no.
Why would you want to kill them?
I don't know. No,
just put them in
a mean
little
person.
Trap.
So cute. Like Mickey and Danger.
So I guess she couldn't find him. So the manager went to find him for her.
Right.
Who's he talking to?
Can I finish my story?
Go ahead.
Okay, so the manager's up at the front on the loudspeaker going, if the customer looking for the mouse traps is still in the building, please come to customer service. He did it a bunch of times, and every time I heard it, I started laughing.
I'll show you how it works. I have a dead one here.
Well, Eric used to go on the, when he used to work there, he used to go on the loudspeaker and do the OxyClean commercials.
That's awesome. Powered by the air.
Powered by the air we breathe.
The Scott items are over there. That U-boat is sitting. Let me get that.
The U-boat is a term that we in the biz, the grocery biz,
yep,
call those big things.
Those
that
big things that take care of the boxes.
Yes.
I think everyone here has worked at a food store.
They were also German submarines.
Yeah.
Were they submarines or warships? But you've worked in a grocery store?
I worked at ShopRite.
That's right, yeah.
I made pizza.
Yeah. Matt, are you still there?
He hung up.
Oh, no.
What an asshole.
Wow.
After all that waiting.
I'm a little upset.
Yeah, me too. That rude piece of shit.
You know what? He might call back.
I don't want to talk to him now.
Maybe his, like, because he can hear everything we're saying too, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he's just walking around with his pocket, like, talking. And so he was like,
Hey, Matt, your pocket's talking.
I keep a hobbit in there.
Who else can we call?
Give him a second. He'll call back.
Yeah, see if he calls back. Look funny.
It
hurts.
Yeah, it looks like it hurts.
Works though.
You know, I can never use that again now.
Why?
Because you just had that fucking thing in your ear.
It wasn't in my ears.
Yeah, it was. I don't know what you have in your ear. You haven't ear candled.
I just cleaned it the other day.
No, you haven't cleaned it to your candle.
I've only ever had a turkey in there.
Though I've been dreaming to keep a turkey in there.
So hot wings. We'll do that next week.
All right, we'll do hot wings next week.
Yeah, because there's only, you know, 5 flavors. So, you know, what's 10 wings? 2 each, right?
10.
Are they wings or are they?
They're wings, like buffalo wings.
Or don't they have little chicken pieces?
I think they do that. They do that too. They got wingers, and then they got chicken tenders.
We should do that and make the tenders.
I like wings better.
See, I like tenders better.
That's great because I like wings.
Can we use that cheesy Buster Poindexter song in the background while we're eating them?
You know, I actually thought of that.
Really?
Yeah. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Dun, dun.
Pat, don't look at me like
Pat
that.
Pat is not amused.
But I am.
Let's see if we can find it. Waiting for Matt to call back to do his doink.
Pat hates me.
I know.
You don't have to tell me.
I don't have to. Yeah, I'm just going to say that. Whatever he was going to say.
I was telling the audience. He's staring at me. Make him stop.
Stop, Pat.
All right.
We're going to cut this part out.
The hell we are.
This is great radio.
We need to make an hour, damn it.
Mm.
What are we at now?
I don't know. 5 minutes.
It's the longest 5 minutes ever.
Yeah. I can't find it.
Carly, why did you just punch your boob? No, you didn't hit it with the mic. You punched it. You hate yourself that much?
You're stupid, Brett. Stupid.
Oh, Carly.
Oh, my.
I'm getting tired.
You can't control your motor functions.
No.
I'm just so tired.
He'll call us back.
All right, so we'll do the Cluck You next week.
Hey, Cluck You.
Hey.
Good radio.
It is good. Well, Matt kind of threw us off.
It's not easy to throw us off.
We threw him off, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. I only ever did the dunk noise of turkey.
The frozen turkey aisle. We are losing steam.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm getting really hungry, that's why.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm what are you eating sleepy. Tonight?
Making chicken, mashed potatoes.
Oh.
We always have chicken.
Yeah. What the hell? You just had chicken last night.
I think we're going to have pizza tomorrow night, then I'm going to make hamburgers.
Ooh, hamburgers. Can I have some?
But I'm going to make it on the like the Poppy Kaiser roll.
Oh, my God.
They're really good. With lettuce, tomato. You want to come over for dinner? Want to come over? So you're not sitting here in the dark?
Yeah.
She does that, too.
Yeah, I know.
Because I keep the light on for the friggin' bird, so he's not living in darkness when I'm away.
Living in darkness.
So to make up for it, she comes home, turns all the lights out, and then sits in the dark.
Gotta conserve electricity.
No,
somewhere.
You don't. Our electric bill is like $15.
Was it really?
Yeah.
That's good. What was your gas bill?
Maybe the gas was 15.
I think the electric bill was like 30.
Was it 35?
How can the gas bill be $15? It's
I don't
winter.
Know.
We like it cold.
We do.
I'm sure your bird doesn't.
See, he's all right with it. He's fine.
He's got his winter coat.
Yeah.
Birds don't really get
I love your reasoning.
He's got a winter coat.
He's got his shawl on.
He's wearing his mittens.
He doesn't have hands.
He's got claws.
He's got booties on.
Booties?
Yeah, he's got little slippers.
Who are we going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Besides Ghostbusters.
See who I got in the old phone.
The old telly.
No, Barbara's at work.
Abby?
No, Barbara's home.
Carly?
Can
we call Barbara?
No, I'd rather not.
She doesn't like us.
She does not like the podcast.
No, she doesn't.
We can call Carney. Craig.
Craig.
Cummings.
Craig. Carney.
It's Pinto.
We moved to this.
We found these CDs here. Are they yours?
We can call Steve.
Steve Cast?
No.
Steve Rogers?
Yeah. Let's not. Am I supposed to use full names?
Yeah, I'll take it out.
Well, yeah, I think this is kind of dead air. I'd like to hear from Craig.
I'd like to hear from Steve.
Alright, let's call Steve.
You always win!
Who?
You. I wanted to call Craig and you got to call Steve. Derek likes you better.
I always win? Put the thing in your ear so you can hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Quick.
Should we segue into this before he answers?
Nah.
How are you gonna...
He'll edit it. It'll be fine.
This is our friend Steve we're calling.
Let's try calling someone else.
All right. Who's up next?
As the phone's ringing. All right. We're going to call somebody else now.
We're here on the line and Matt beeps in.
Hi, I've reached your cell phone. I can't get to her right now. This is a message to play back.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording,
can't leave his own message.
Or press 1 for more options.
Wow. His wife has to do it for
to leave a callback number, press 5.
Hi, Steve. This is Derek.
And Pat.
We're, just seeing what you're up to.
You know, what's going on.
Just hanging out, seeing what you're up to.
You haven't called.
Yeah, haven't called in a while.
What's up?
What's going on?
How you doing?
We don't hear from you.
What's up?
No.
Well, you don't want to call?
Yeah, you know.
What?
You don't call?
There's something we
didn't call anymore.
You don't want to call?
Oh, like God.
Why not? Huh? You want to call us? All right, we'll see you later.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. Message review.
Hi, Steve. This is Derek. And Pat.
Ow.
We're,
loud.
Yeah, you know, just see what you're up to. You know, what's going on. Just hanging out, see what you're up to.
You haven't called.
Yeah, haven't called in a while.
What's up?
What's going on?
How you doing?
We don't hear from you.
That's funny.
Press 1 to listen to your message. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1.
Ooh,
to send
urgent.
Your message with urgent delivery, press 2.
Where'd you send
your
it?
Your message has been sent.
Urgent.
Urgent. It's urgent. You listen to this pointless message. Message.
Alrighty.
About time to wrap things up.
Yeah, it's on the show. We lost our steam.
I'm a little disappointed that Matt didn't call back.
Yeah, me too.
He's busy sorting shit out.
You know.
Alright, well, another fantastic show. Sorry it was so short today.
Yeah, it's pretty short.
Yeah.
I don't even know how short.
No.
Felt like forever.
Wow, Carly.
Short. Okay.
Carly will not be back next week.
Let's redo this ending.
Carly is going to
be killed.
Go the way of Eric.
You gonna make a robot out of me?
Yeah, I'm gonna
no,
make a robot.
We're just gonna completely eradicate you from
Eradicator.
Human existence.
That's it. I'm out of here.
All right.
Get out of here, Carly.
Where are you going?
You know what?
She's got her headphones off and she's leaving.
She's leaving. Oh, now she just. She just gave
she's
us
giving
a
us
finger.
The finger.
Good. Now she's shitting. Fucking
nice.
Shit over the walls.
Oh, motherfucker.
You know, you gotta clean that up.
I know. Alrighty, well, next week we'll eat some wings.
We'll eat, yeah, we're gonna have some people over eat some wings. See if you can go far.
See you next week.
Bye.
Aristocratsradio.com.